Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday, November 11th, 2010. Sure happy it's Thursday. It's also, of course, Veterans Day. And this is the day where the government and the media pay lip service to our veterans of our various wars while not actually doing anything to make their lives any better. I mean, all morning long we've been watching the media about the ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns, and they march out in their finest Sunday go-to-meet and clothes, and they lay a wreath, and they look solemn and serious and say, yes, we must remember our veterans. Well, I remember that 30% of our nation's homeless right now are veterans. Veterans of Iraq, veterans of Afghanistan, veterans of any one of the hundreds of overseas military bases that we have trying to project hegemony over the rest of the world. They're all veterans, and nobody seems to really be remembering them today. We have this incredible, the mightiest military machine in the history of planet Earth. Our leaders are out there at a tomb of the ones who are conveniently dead and no longer need any care. And they're going to lay a wreath. And they're not going to pay attention to all those veterans who served and survived and came home to find their lives destroyed. So I'm sorry. I mean, I have a lot of military in my family, and I care a lot about the military people themselves. But 30% of the nation's homeless are veterans, and a wreath is the best you guys can do? It's not worth having a holiday if that's all you can do. I'm sorry. I'm very upset with that. All righty, we have Dan in the control room. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The foreclosure gate, financial fraud is continuing to heat up. We've got this unfounded rumor of a Chinese nuclear missile submarine off the coast of California. We're going to be dealing with that a little bit later in the show. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, over at the G20, and you're not going to see a lot of commentary on the news about the G20. It's not going very well for the United States, which we kind of predicted. Right now, the only official pronouncement we've gotten from the U.S. government is Obama is saying that the U.S. and China are making progress. That's a completely non-committal statement. We are making progress. There are no specifics in it whatsoever, which means the U.S. government is getting their clocks clean, to put it politely here. Now, Russia is asking the G20 to cut investment barriers in order to counteract, okay, the flow of this new funny money coming out of Bernanke's printing presses. Basically, Russia wants to have the barriers removed to long-term investment in the developed countries to help emerging economies deal with the fact that the dollar is starting to collapse. And so they're already, basically the G20's agenda is clearly to counteract the U.S. harm to the global economy being run by QE2. And by the way, that's a misnomer. This is the third time they've cranked up those printing presses and just tried to inflate the debt away. And they're trying to deny that's what they're doing, and they're trying to deny that they're buying their way out of this horrific mess with derivatives and the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. But that is exactly what they're doing, and it is the beginning of a currency war, because the dollar is dropping in value the more they print up. China is racing to the bottom with the U.S. dollar, and the other countries are all looking around realizing they're going to be hurt. And, of course, every nation that has loaned the U.S. government money, or every foreign investor that has their money parked in the United States right now, is watching their investment evaporate. Because, oh, gee whiz, we've invested $2 million in the American economy. Well, those $2 million are losing value with every turn of that printing press. And at some point, we're going to start seeing a capital flight from the United States, because the U.S. government debt is only part of the problem. The rest of the debt has to do with private investment. And when we come back from this commercial break, I'm going to get into that a little bit more in depth, because that is the hidden knife at the throat of the American people. And the government doesn't seem to care much about it, but you need to. So we're going to take a break here for a couple of commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Extend your life with After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
But our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the economy, and we're talking about the G20, and it's not going well there at all. Once again today, the corporate media is, they're desperate to find anything they can make news out of without telling you the real news. The cruise ship has docked. Everyone's going, huzzah, huzzah, what a relief. It's a cruise ship. They got a couple of extra days for free on one of the finest cruise ships in the world. And they're treating it like it's, you know, the huge disaster. You know, oh my goodness, these horrible people, they had to listen to the same variety show for two extra nights or something like that. It's not news. Cruise ships break down all the time. Years ago, when I was still working in entertainment, I worked a summer on the Mississippi Queen. Had a lot of fun, except for our cruise director was a real pain, but they fired him. And when I got on board, the Mississippi Queen had just come out of refit, and I know they're not going to like me telling this story, but it really did happen. There was a piece of pipe missing from the toilet system. And about 2 days out of New Orleans, the ship was getting rather aromatic and odoriferous. These things happen. It happens all the time. It's not a big... We didn't have news coverage. You know, we didn't have helicopters taking pictures of us. They're making news out of a mechanical breakdown on the ship. These people were not in danger. The ship was never sinking. They didn't hit an iceberg. The engine broke down. Big deal. Tow them in. Open up the bars, keep them drunk and happy, and tow it into port. It's not news. Unless you are desperate to not talk about the things that are really going on there. like Alan Greenspan admitting that fraud and criminality pervades the entire U.S. financial system and is the root cause of the mortgage and foreclosure crisis. So we're talking about the money that people have loaned to the U.S. government, which they're seeing the value of that loan evaporate as Bernanke cranks that printing press over and over and over again. But there's another aspect to that, and that is all of that investment capital that other countries have invested inside the United States of America. And they've kept it here because back in the 1980s, George Herbert Walker Bush arranged a little demonstration to prove that the United States was not a capitalist nation anymore. We were a fascist nation in which profits would be kept private and losses would be socialized. And the demonstration was called the SNL Crisis. And it was a forerunner, basically, of the huge scam that we're seeing right now. The rules on savings and loan practices were loosened up. They could invest in high-risk investments. And at the same time, George Herbert Walker Bush raised the maximum insurable limit from $10,000 to $100,000 for savings and loans accounts. And so people were going out there with the SNLs. This was the heyday of Lincoln Savings and Loan and Silverado and Morgan Guarantee and Trust. And all of these places were going crazy. And there was this huge crash. And the taxpayers were asked to cover the losses because it was all these widows and families and orphans and retirees and all these people who really couldn't make it. Turned out that 90% of the accounts the Resolution Trust Corporation was refilling from the American taxpayers were numbered corporate investment accounts, many of them from foreign origin. We, the American people, got soaked. At that time, it was the largest single taxpayer bailout in the American history. And we were not saving families and retirees and orphans and widows. We were basically refilling corporate larders. Some of them were tied in with the money laundering and money growing by the CIA, which was even then involved in this Iran-Contra drug running scandal. It was a very complex scam where they were able to launder their money and grow it all inside the United States with zero risk and all on the backs of the American taxpayers. We'll go into that some other time. But basically, it sent out a message. You can park your money in the United States, and if you make money, you get to keep the profits. And if something should go wrong and you lose that money, the American taxpayer will make good on your investment. And that is why, even though our manufacturing continued to be in decline, foreign investors kept pouring trillions and trillions of dollars into the American stock market, into private venture capital associates, hedge funds, whatever. Because the money was flowing, and the profits were huge, especially with the derivatives, and the losses were going to be dumped on the American people. And that's what's happening right now. But now with Bernanke running that printing press, there's a problem, because even if the Americans are going to be made to cover the losses on the investments themselves are declining in value. It doesn't do any good to have the Americans cover up and you know, pony up another $1 trillion for investment if those $1 trillion aren't worth a whole heck of a lot. If that $1 trillion today is only worth what maybe, you know, $1 billion was several months ago, then you've lost money even if your position is being covered by the American taxpayer. And we're coming up on a point where we're going to start seeing those foreign investors start to slowly move their money out of the American investment picture, because they're not going to want to get caught in a dollar crash. And everybody's going to try and do it slowly and carefully and gently, because they don't want to be the entity that triggers the panic. But they've got to get their money out of the United States. And the longer Bernanke cranks that printing press, the more worthless investment in the United States becomes. So it's a darned if you do and darned if you don't situation. And remember, the only reason Bernanke is doing this is he needs all that new paper money created out of thin air to make sure his Wall Street buddies don't have to go to jail for the mortgage-backed security fraud that is coming to light. So Bernanke is willing to destroy the nation as a whole to keep himself and his buddies out of jail. That's basically the thinking. He said it in that op-ed a week ago. He's only answerable to the Federal Reserve. He's not answerable to the Congress. He's only answerable to a couple of other Wall Street CEOs. His concern is preserving the Federal Reserve banking system and Wall Street. And the rest is not a priority. It is just not a priority at all. So basically, you know, the longer Bernanke cranks those printing presses, the dollar is about to become the kryptonite of the international currency trade. Now, obviously, with the G20 is well aware of this, and they're taking steps. They're talking about, China was saying the G20 should oversee the Federal Reserve. Obviously, the Federal Reserve owners are not going to go for that. They're talking about loosening up the investment rules so that they can basically start moving away and surviving the crash of the dollar. And probably, you know, it's not going well for the United States. There's no way it can be going well for the United States. The United States is negotiating from a position of weakness and frailness. They have nothing to bargain with. And this is probably the reason we got this sub-launch missile hoax that's starting to float around the net. And they're pushing it just as hard as they were pushing global warming and Osama bin Laden and all the rest of this stuff, because they need a scapegoat. When Obama comes back from the G20 and has to admit it didn't go very well for the United States, he needs somebody to blame. He's going to blame North Korea, or he's going to blame, well, China threatened us. And that's the reason we couldn't negotiate to a better position. They were threatening us with their submarine and everything like this. Now, we did find on an official U.S. Navy website yesterday confirmation that through October and heading into November, the U.S. Navy has been testing missiles off the coast of California, including live fire exercises. This is the same situation we went through with TW-800, where the Navy was going, who, us? We'd have no idea what was going on there. Then we find the NOTAM that basically says, yeah, the Navy was out there testing. So we got that. We know the Navy's out there testing. They're not very, very honest about it, but that's what they're doing. And that's what we saw, a Navy test missile. And from the path of the contrail, it looks like it worked fine, which is getting to be a rarity in test missiles here in the United States. So I want to put this story about this Chinese sub to bed right now, because they're pushing it out there. Sorsha Falls is pushing it. They're going back to this Chinese sub that embarrassed the U.S. fleet in the middle of an exercise over in the Western Pacific a couple of years ago to try and bolster this idea that a Chinese ballistic missile sub snuck up on the coast of California and launched a missile to scare us all into, you know, agreeing to go deeper into debt to the Chinese bank. It's complete nonsense. Okay? First of all, the submarine in question, the Jin class, it's a lot quieter than its predecessor, the Xia, but it's still noisy. It's got this huge camel hump on the back where the missiles go, and that creates flow noise. It's not that quiet. The Soviet Union had the same problem with their Delta class. If you were trailing it from the rear, it looked like you were trailing a freeway on-ramp. Then you just went up at an angle, and in the wake of that hump, there's a lot of turbulence and flow noise that comes on. All right? And the bottom line is, why would China do such a stupid thing? They don't need to scare us with a nuclear missile. They've got all the leverage they need with the IOUs. The IOUs can destroy the United States much more thoroughly than a Chinese nuclear missile. This whole thing about a Chinese submarine firing a missile is to the United States' advantage, not China. Because what Obama may actually consider doing is, if he does not get what he wants at the G20, he's going to come back and say, China threatened us. We have to go to war against China. And he's going to basically throw several million young Americans in uniform to their deaths, attacking the people that we owe money to. That may be the only way the United States government figures they can get out of all this debt they've built up. They can't get the money from the American people. We're broke. We're out of money. So the only other option for the U.S. government right now is basically either attack and kill all the people that the U.S. government owes money to, or go out of business. And I don't think they want to do that. They're perfectly willing to set fire to the rest of the world in order to keep their little party in Sodom on the Potomac going a little bit longer. That seems to be what they're thinking. And this idea of a sub-launched Chinese missile off the coast is obvious. I think it's more of a trial balloon to see if the American people can get suckered into believing that China would do something that stupid. Because they wouldn't. They don't need to. The missile has an 8,000-kilometer range. They could be off Pearl Harbor and launch a missile and get the Americans' attention. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
AM 1380. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
This country is coming to, I sure would like to know, if they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die, doggone. The panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Jeff in Portland. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello?
Yes, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a question about the missile or whatever that was off California. Is there any chance it's a plane? And if not, why?
Well, if you look at the earlier photos and videos, it doesn't look like an airplane. It doesn't look like a contrail. The one that they put on the news to try and make, you know, explain away that it was just an airplane, is after the smoke has had a chance to blow around and they're just coming up with these explanations. And you need to go back to TWA 800 because you had hundreds of people, thousands of people all along Long Island, New Jersey, all along the coast, who saw that rocket rise up and kill that 747. And the government basically tried to say, well, they were all drunk. Then they tried to say, oh, well, it was a meteor they saw. And then they tried to say, well, you know, maybe it was an airplane that was just coming the other way, an optical illusion. And again, it got to the point of being ludicrous. It's like that line from the movie Men in Black, you know, swamp gas from a weather balloon was trapped in a thermal pocket and refracted the light of Venus, blah, 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 blah. And it's absolutely silly. Now, the situation here is that the U.S. government is doing a lot of testing. The NOTAM, the document that we got on the Navy website, absolutely confirms live fire missile tests are taking place off the coast of California starting in October, presumably up to the current moment. We went through the same thing in TWA 800. where the Navy was denying, we don't know where it came from, we don't know what's going on, and then, you know, a week later, documentation surfaces that the Navy, yeah, was running tests out there of the Aegis CEC system. So there, it's not like that we expect the military to be honest with the American people. And if they're testing a missile, fine. It looks like it went where it was supposed to go. It didn't hit a passenger jet. It's not really a big deal. When it first happened, I thought maybe it was a case of the United States trying to send a message to China. Because normally when there's a missile test off the coast and it doesn't kill a jetliner, it doesn't get reported in the news. So,
yeah,
you know, and
what I was wondering, like, why was it such a big deal if it is just an airplane, like, you know, they're saying mostly on the news. Well, how is that a big deal, or why is that newsworthy in the first place?
Well, it isn't a big deal. The thing about it being an airplane right now is to basically sort of pull back because, you know, everybody was saying missile, and that's exactly what it looks like. And, you know, if you look at the videotape that was shot by that helicopter, there is obviously a source of light up there at the tip of the smoke trail, which is something you get with a rocket and you do not get with an airplane.
What about the speed of it? I've heard people criticize the slow pace of it, saying it couldn't be a missile or a rocket because that's too slow. It's slow like a commercial plane would be or something.
Well, it depends on how far away it is and what angle you're looking at it. And, you know, but the bottom line is, again, go back and look at the photo where you see the smoke trail come up vertically, then angle over, and then angle over again. That is a classic ballistic missile course adjustment trajectory. And the bottom line is, you know, they're trying to obfuscate the issue, but the reality is, my issue, and you know something, I don't even care what it is. For all I know, it could be Nancy Pelosi on her broom. But my concern is that it's being used to engage in yet another round of China bashing, which tells me that we are not getting very good cooperation at the G20. Because again, the United States is seen by the rest of the world as negotiating from a position of weakness. And it's exactly like the fall of the Roman Empire. When Rome lost those legions in Germany, the rest of the Roman Empire said, aha, Rome is not the mighty military force we once thought. And that's when the provinces began to break away and become independent. And we're seeing more and more countries that used to be considered in the U.S. sphere of influence are basically starting to shirk their chains and say, you know, we're going to kind of go our own way for a little while, economically and politically.
Mm. I think it looks like a missile as well, and I noticed the little glowing bit, you know, that you're referring to as well. I just have been in a debate with somebody I know, and, you know, just trying to get some other opinions or some other details that might tip it one way or the other, because someone showed me a bunch of other pictures of airplanes and their contrails near sunset, and they do look very similar.
If you go back to the video and the clip, you know, where it's still seen in flight, and don't let it sit there and wait until the wind has blown it all over, yeah, it's pretty obvious. It's traveling vertically in that first part of its flight. And again, I really don't care what it is, and I don't need to get into an argument over airplane versus missile. My concern is that somebody is running a test balloon to see if they can whip up some hate the Chinese. With the economy in disaster right now, okay, everybody, we're going to stop hating the Muslims now, and we're going to move the hate. The two-minute hate now goes over to the Chinese. Because we've got to hate them, because war is the only way we're going to get out of all that debt that we have with them. I think that's what they're thinking in Washington, D.C. All right?
Mm. Sure, yeah. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Switch over to Ian in Pittsburgh. Aloha, Ian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to float a different proposal about what's really going on with this missile thing. Instead of sending a message to China...
Hello, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you were cutting out there.
Oh, sorry about that, Mike. Well, I think this thing, instead of sending a message to China, this was a message to Obama. Okay, because that missile was fired by a rogue operator. We know the Pentagon...
Oh, come on. Nonsense. Nonsense. And I'll tell you why. If anybody but the U.S. Navy had fired it, they would have gone looking for who shot that thing off. The Navy was in the... Hang on. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, I'll explain why this rogue operator, third country... drug smuggler thing is nonsense. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I do not intend to spend the entire show on this thing about the missile here, but I do want to follow up on what Ian had to say. If you are a fan of Sherlock Holmes, and I mean the original books, not Basil Rathbone, one of the Sherlock Holmes stories is called The Silver Blaze. And the giveaway clue that tells Sherlock Holmes who the criminal is the guard dog. Because during the commission of the crime in the house, the dog did not bark. And from that, Holmes deduces that it was the owner of the home committing the crime. And that's why the dog did not bark. The dog recognized the owner and said, oh, okay, whatever you're doing has got to be cool. And so from the absence of a reaction by the dog, we know the owner of the dog is the criminal. Now, we went through this also with TWA 800, because when TWA 800 came down and people were screaming they'd seen a missile, the official story was originally that, yes, terrorists had gotten in and shot down that plane. Those gosh darn terrorists. Then, of course, it came out there was an ongoing U.S. Navy exercise right in the vicinity, and they were actually testing an anti-missile system called Aegis CEC, which included live fire testing of missiles. And then some blogger who shall remain nameless, pointed out that the U.S. Navy, following the crash of TWA 800, had sent all kinds of ships and planes and helicopters to take control of the crash site, even keeping out New York Fire, New York Coast Guard. Everybody else was kept out by the U.S. Navy. They said, this is our search zone. You can't come in here. Kicked out the professional divers, kicked out everybody. It was completely under U.S. Navy control. The U.S. Navy did not send one single boat or plane to look for the supposed terrorists that had just shot down a passenger jet. When that was pointed out and became big news all across the blogs, the official story changed. That everybody who'd seen a missile was a drunk. And the center wing tank had exploded. And then magically the wings had glued themselves back on, because that center wing tank is what holds the wings in place on the plane, so that the airplane could zoom, climb thousands of feet. And that's what people confused for the rising rocket. We call it the magic wing box theory. It's sort of an homage to Arlen Specter. So we have the same thing going on here today. We have photographic and visual evidence of a missile launch, which thankfully did not kill a passenger jet that we know of. Okay? And we have the U.S. Navy in the area. That's what these documents confirm. There's an ongoing series of tests involving live missile firing. So, if this missile had been launched by the Chinese, if it had been launched by rogue elements within the military, if it was a bottle rocket set off by Gilligan the skipper and Mary Ann in a dinghy, we would have expected the Navy and the Coast Guard to immediately seek that point of launch, and who might be there with a Bic lighter still in hand. And that did not happen. The dog did not bark. The owner of the dog is the criminal in this case. Not that there's a crime here, because they didn't... The test apparently was successful. Nothing bad happened. But it's a missile. It's a U.S. Navy missile. It's not Chinese. It's not rogue. It's not Gilligan. Because the Navy did not act in a manner indicating that they did not know where this missile came from. And now they're trying to back off and say, oh, it was just an airplane. You're all crazy. You're all drunk. Go away. Nothing to see here. All right. I'm not going to talk about this anymore today. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just kind of like playing out this TSA backlash, because I know the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA sort of like flipped the middle finger at the public and said,
oh, yeah,
we ain't fondling. We ain't keeping naked body images. And, you know, I can kind of see, like, this playing out. I can see, like, in about a month, there'll be an episode on Criminal Minds or CSI New York where the unsub is somebody seeking revenge on TSA agents because they killed their wife or their mother with a taser or something like that, trying to demonize anybody who opposes the TSA and their tactics.
I expect to see that as well. Now, right now, of course, most of the CSI are reruns from years and years ago. So I don't know what new shows are out there, but I don't know. Maybe Hawaii Five-0 will do something on that very situation. But you're absolutely right. The media is going to have to start demonizing anybody who has a problem with TSA fondling and groping their wives and daughters. In fact, we just put up this little humorous link at whatreallyhappened.com. You know, Child's First Cavity Search, and it's a children's book and it's a spoof, of course, but it's a spoof about how they're going to brainwash kids into thinking that those TSA people with the rubber gloves sticking fingers into the various bodily orifices are only there to help them, and so forth and so on. But we already know, we're already hearing from multiple sources that there have already been incidents at the security gates where the TSA just crossed that line, and they trigger off some very old primal instincts that will not be submerged or subverted or sublimated, no matter how much operant conditioning there is in the media. Because the bottom line is that Margaret Mead was hoaxed, and the entire liberal philosophy that you can re-engineer the human mind by re-engineering the environment around them is wrong. The people who are out there with the, you know, directing the TSA are saying that if we keep abusing them, they'll get meeker and meeker and meeker until they are this common clay herd of work animals that we can do with as we will. If Mead was right, it would work. But Mead was hoaxed. And now the people who think that they can reshape our brains by reshaping our world, they're hitting a brick wall. and they're scratching their heads and saying, golly, how can this be? I got tenure saying this idea that we could completely transform the human brain into anything we needed it to be if we just abused them enough. And we're abusing them, and they're fighting back. Where did that come from?
That's instinct.
It came from 500,000 years of evolution in a very savage environment. And it's not going to go away just through academic wishful thinking.
Well, you know, the thing is about these elites, and I always bring this out, Mike, is that corruption always rots from within and implodes. What the hell from without, giving it a little push to make it fall down like a house of cards. And
that's kind of what we're doing here.
And the thing is, the ground has shifted so much underneath the feet of these politicians and the elite that they think they can get away with it. But I know sooner or later they're going to self-destruct.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of these rulers throughout history, I mean, they get this, you know, they're all egomaniacs. You've got to be an insane egomaniac, sociopath, to become the leader of a nation. And they see themselves as demigods, and they see themselves as infallible. And they keep making that same mistake again. I'm sure Charles I was quite surprised when that axe hit his neck. And Ceausescu, when he got machine gunned, probably up to the minute they pulled the trigger, he was saying, they'll come to their senses and put me back in power. They love me. You know, we've got this very funny story. Apparently, the Queen of England has a Facebook page now. And Her Highnessness was rather shocked at some of the very negative comments that were being put on her Facebook page. And so they're having to go in there and constantly sanitize this thing and remove all the very negative comments by the British subjects who do not love the monarchy, despite propaganda to the contrary. And, you know, the story I'm getting is that the Queen is absolutely surprised. Apparently her underlings had succeeded in convincing her that the entire British populace is still absolutely in love with the royal family. And it's just not so. You just have to look at the tabloid magazines to see that. And so, you know, the modern world is starting to intrude on this little bubble that the elites of the world have built around themselves. And it's a very, very uncomfortable situation. And, you know, unfortunately, when we come to this period of crisis and transformation of the nation, we're going to find ourselves confronted with a bunch of our former leaders who are so absolutely convinced of their rightness and entitlement, we're never, ever going to be able to convince them they were actually wrong. I mean, we've got George Bush out there admitting he ordered torture. Amnesty International is calling for a trial, so am I for that matter. But Bush is absolutely unshakably convinced he was right to do what he did, and he'll never change his mind. And these people who are convinced that the horrific crimes they visited on others are absolutely the right thing to do, they're the ones who wind up in the tumbrils. Because it's going to be easier to get rid of them than try and persuade them that they might have been wrong. And that's why these things always turn bloody. I don't like it, but that's what's going to happen.
Well, I kind of see we're on the verge of a renaissance, because with all the cap and trade and all that stuff and Food Safety Modernization Act, I know people are going to find a way around it and innovate and say and tell the government, hey, you can't control us. We're far more smarter than you are.
You're absolutely right. There'll be a new renaissance because we'll be free of these imposed enslavement mechanisms, and there will be an explosion of productivity and creativity. I mean, look at the Russian republics after the fall of the USSR and the removal of the oligarchs, or look at Romania after the gunshots, you know, died down. Anytime when you have a country that is around long enough, it evolves a corrupt ruling structure. Thomas Jefferson predicted that would happen here in the United States. Thomas Jefferson predicted that his experiment in a republic with a democratically elected government was not going to last, and that sooner or later the American people were going to have to tear it down, get rid of the corruption to make way for something better. That's why Jefferson worked so hard to give us the Second Amendment. Now, personally, I'm still convinced that we're going to win this revolution with keyboards, not with firearms. So I'm spending more of my money on computers than I am on guns.
Well, the thing is, that's why I have my website. The harder they try to chill free speech, the harder I charge speaking out.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be the way it is. And you know something? They're never going to be able to put this genie back in the bottle. The blogs, the internet is changing the world as dramatically as Gutenberg did with movable type printing. And if you go back and you look at the history of the politics and religion and their reactions to movable type printing. They tried to do to movable type printing what government and church is trying to do to the internet now. They tried to control it and buy it and say, oh, no, 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 you can't share this information with the public. It'll just trouble their little minds. And, you know, there was repression, there was book burning, but in the end result, the people won out. They want the information, they want the truth, they're going to go where they can find it. Even if the internet were shut down tomorrow, it's too late. The American people, the people of the world, know they've been lied to. They're not going to go back to believing the propaganda from the U.S. government or the corporate media. Even if the internet goes away, the truth is already out there. People know they were lied to. They're not going to go back to believing. USSR tried to shut down the Samizdat as hard as they could, and in the end, it didn't matter. All it took was that one final exposure of a lie too big to conceal, and the whole shebang came crashing down.
Well, that's why everybody's sitting there going chaos in the streets when the government collapsed. I mean, look at Soviet Russia. When they collapsed, there was no chaos.
No, it was people. Great. It was a very gentle transition. I admire the Russian people for it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's like, look at Soviet Russia. I always ask people, how'd you survive? They made toilet paper cutting up soap newspaper from Soviet propaganda, you know. They knew how to find herbs in the woods, you know, wild strawberries. They survived. We came through.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely the case here. The only ones that are pushing for chaos in the street are the paid agent provocateurs of the government. It's like you look at the protests they've got over at London. There's 50,000 people in the streets there. And the media focuses on the 5 or 10 that broke some windows and set some fires. And they try and imply that everybody is like that, and they aren't. The ones who are setting the fires and breaking the glass are the ones who are hired by British intelligence to cause trouble. So the media can say, ooh, the protesters are bad, and the government is the victim. You must go on supporting the government. But, of course, these days, I think most people see through that transparency.
Well, thank you, Mike. I got to get back to typing.
All right, I understand that. Thank you very much. Going to switch over to Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Yes. Here in Oklahoma, on the nightly news, the local news, that is, they were making the statement, well, all the groceries that you see at your grocery store are going up, and it's all being sent to China. I fell on my chair.
I'm sorry. What? Run that one by me one more time.
That they are sending all this food, all the meat and all the, you name it, that's groceries, to China. China is absorbing all the food of the world. I know.
What?
It's.
Oh, man, that's a warning sign. If the G20 is a disaster for the U.S., they're going to start a war with China, because the only option they got left is we got to kill the people we owe money to. That seems to be the writing on the wall. We've seen all this China bashing going on all this time. Remember that professor video that was out just a little while ago? Ooh, it wasn't the Federal Reserve and the private central bank that destroyed your lives. It's those bad old Chinese. Oh, man, this is... If there were not nuclear weapons involved, this would be laughable.
The thing is, I've been... my cousin was very persistent at not wanting to listen to me, and now she's listening to me. And so are our friends. So everybody's having problems with your relatives out there, trying to get them to get on the same page with you, so they are really getting the same story. Just keep bombarding them with the true information,
but
and they'll eventually come on.
Do it gently. Do it gently. You cannot push them across the bridge to see the truth. You have to invite and lure them across. And, you know, time is on our side. And what Andre was saying is true. Lately, especially, I get so many emails from people that I knew years ago who are saying, I wish I had listened to you. You were absolutely right about whatever it is I was right about, and who really remembers. I've even had a couple of people who emailed me and apologized because they were involved in the blacklisting of me from Hollywood. And now they're saying, yeah, you're right. It was McCarthyism all over again, and I just didn't see it. And so people are coming around. That's why, you know, the government, they're desperate. They're trying, you know, phantom Chinese submarines now. They're losing control, and they know they're losing control. They don't know what to do. They don't want the party to end, But the party is over. The party is over. The United States of America is collapsing right now. And everybody is, you know, the rich are trying to get to the lifeboats and make sure, you know, us lower class people, we're locked down in steerage as the water comes up over our nose. But, you know, I'm hoping that like Russia, it's going to be a peaceful transition to whatever's about to follow on. Or like Romania, if it does go violent, it'll be over in 2 weeks. And then we start rebuilding. And we rebuild in a nation where we get to keep what we produce. That we're not just working our lives away to have the product of our work siphoned off and poured all over people who've got so much money they could never even possibly spend all of it in a single lifetime. That's not what was intended for the United States of America. It's not what we need for whatever is to follow on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm watching on the corporate media feed, and they've got video of Obama having a tribute to the veterans, wherever he happens to be at the moment. He's standing there looking solemn. Yes, I recognize you are all veterans. And that's basically the end of it. Our veterans are still owed hundreds of millions, if not billions, of dollars on promises made to them by the U.S. government that have never been kept. But we'll give you a wreath. You know, if you're actually dead and no longer an inconvenience and embarrassment to the U.S. government, we'll put a wreath on that stone. Now, even if you do not agree with these wars of conquest, you have to understand that we as a nation owe a debt of honor to those men and women who put that uniform on and take an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and keep that oath. They put their lives and their health on the line, supposedly to defend the United States. Yes, that purpose has been perverted. But these are Americans who kept their word of honor. They're becoming an endangered species within the government, if you think about it. But our government and our nation does have an obligation to take care of those men and women who are wounded in the line of duty, and it's not being done. 30% of the homeless in this country are veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. What a wonderful reward for their service to the United States government in their wars of conquest. All righty, now I want to get back onto the issue of the economy. The video of Greenspan admitting to the criminality and fraud in the financial system is still going viral all over the place. We are seeing more and more of these cases surface in which it is intentional fraud. It's not paperwork. It's not a goof. It's not a computer glitch. There's one case being handled by Jacksonville Area Legal Aid. A homeowner refinanced her house in 2005, but almost immediately got into trouble and went into default in December of 2005. Yet, somehow, this mortgage, already in default, already in foreclosure, was sold into a mortgage-backed security, the Home Equity Loan Trust Series AE 2005 HE5, in January of 2006. The loan was foreclosure, which meant by definition, whoever the investors were in this AE 2005 HE5, they were getting screwed. They were being sold a mortgage as an investment device that was already in foreclosure. That's fraud. That is absolute fraud. Where are the arrests? Where are the indictments? Where are the prison sentences? Where's the waterboarding? George Bush thinks it's perfectly okay to waterboard completely innocent people in Iraq to find out where Saddam's nuclear weapons were. Why don't we start waterboarding some of these bankers to find out where America's money went? Now, I don't think torture is a very good thing, but if we're going to have it, let's put it where it's going to get us some use. Now, if you're wondering why there are so many stories of people who went to avail themselves of the home loan modification program and were turned down, or those who actually went through and they refinanced their home and still got foreclosed, or the horror story that we had last week where the bank was not even recording payments on the mortgage, it's because the banks are being incentivized to foreclose. When we come back, we'll go into that in a little bit more depth. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is the What Really Happened radio show. Aloha. Stay tuned.